Welcome to the latest episode of Pioneer Cast, where we champion our inspiring people driving innovation and change within their organisation using the Workplace for Facebook platform. My name is Nikki DeBerry and I'm the Customer Marketing Lead here at Workplace. Today I'm joined by Sarah Keir, Head of Enterprise Diversity, Equity and Inclusion, and Buddy Dajora, Comms and Marketing Lead, Global Talent at Sun Life. So great to have you both on today. Hi Sarah and hi Buddy.
Hi Nikki, thanks for having us.
Hi Nikki, thanks so much for having us. This is awesome.
So Sarah, could you kick off by telling us a little bit about Sun Life and your role there?
Yeah, absolutely. So Sun Life is an international financial service organization. We provide insurance, wealth, and asset management solutions to both individual and corporate clients. We operate in a number of markets worldwide, including in Canada, where Buddy and I are located, the United States, the United Kingdom, Ireland, Hong Kong, Philippines, Japan, Indonesia, India. So we are international in several countries. As the global lead for diversity, equity, and inclusion, my focus is to build, to deliver, and maintain a diversity, equity, and inclusion infrastructure, as well as a consulting practice that will lead Sun Life to identify, to engage, to develop, and to deploy diverse talent to meet both the current and future business needs. Sun Life has been a partner of Workplace, and we've been using Workplace since 2016. Our diversity, equity, and inclusion community was actually one of the first that we launched with Workplace.
Buddy, how about you?
Sure. I'm a professional communicator of about 8 years now. The last 4 years, I have specialized in internal communications and employee engagement. And two of those have been at Sun Life and Global Talent, where I've had the awesome opportunity to work with Sarah as she leads enterprise DE&I at Sun Life. As a member of a couple of different invisible and underrepresented minorities, I've often found myself drawn to employee resource groups and inclusion initiatives throughout my career. And with the demand for DE&I-oriented communication at Sun Life and just about everywhere skyrocketing with world events over the last 2 years, there was a natural opportunity to steer more of my work focus in this direction over the last year especially, and partner even more closely with Sarah on our enterprise DE&I initiatives. Most of what I work on now involves our enterprise messaging, strategic alignment for all of our diverse audiences, social messaging strategy, reporting, communication for product and feature launches that support our initiatives in the DE&I space, you name it. It's been incredibly fulfilling, impactful material to work on, and our employee audience is really resonating with this kind of subject matter at the moment for obvious reasons, and they're expecting it more than ever. It's really wonderful to be a part of it.
Oh, great stuff. I think these past 18 months have been a bit of a whirlwind. However, one of the positive outcomes that we're seeing is that diversity, equity, and inclusion has become a major focus for so many organizations. We know it's always been a priority for you guys at Sun Life, but how have you seen your approach to diversity, equity, and inclusion evolve over the past year, Sarah?
Some of the targeted actions we're taking at Sun Life is really about building a culture of inclusion. So we're embedding culture in representation, so ensuring that employees see themselves across all levels in the organization and feel included and engaged. We've heightened our focus also on creating an inclusive environment, one that not only supports diversity and the employees in all their diversity, but also reflects the clients and the communities that we partner with and that we serve, allowing us to better serve their unique culture and their needs. We've also, I think the last year, one of the biggest shifts for us has been equipping our leaders with the knowledge, with the information, and with the safe spaces to get comfortable engaging in uncomfortable conversations. Workplace has really been one of the primary ways that we have intensified our discussions. Over the last year, our executive team has committed to holding these diversity dialogue sessions. And so these are workplace live sessions where we're creating internal forums for learning and discussions. They're hosted by one of our executive team members, as well as a subject matter expert that we bring in. And the goal here is really to create some thought-provoking conversations and sometimes uncomfortable conversations with the real focus of creating space for open dialogue and for sharing and ultimately for learning.
Buddy, I'd really love to know how technology has been an enabler in really helping you to implement the DE&I strategy at Sun Life.
Absolutely. More than ever, I'd say employees are expecting an advanced and intuitive experience with the technology at work. And this was true before the events of the last year, before the pandemic started, before the events involving racial injustice in 2020. Increased awareness and engagement around DE&I means that inclusion and accessibility are of paramount importance in technology, especially with something as important as the technical tools that we use every day. If working with tech comprised, let's say, 75% of our workday 2 years ago, that shot up to 100% thanks to the pandemic. It's become one of our top priorities to ensure that the technology reflects the world we're trying to rapidly build and reinforce at Sun Life with respect to inclusion. For specifics around how all of this kind of evolved over the last few years, I can go through a few points. A lot of internal news and announcements, especially in the DE&I space, have shifted platforms from legacy solutions like intranets, email channels, to two-way communication channels, Workplace, Zoom. More intuitive, accessible, real-time solutions were offered by those platforms. And again, critically, a big part of what makes Workplace and similar platforms like Slack and Teams tick is that you've got two-way communication going on, right? One of the central tenets of inclusion philosophy is that every voice matters. Every voice should be heard. That's true from a DE&I lens. It's true from an employee engagement lens. You can't do that as well, or even at all, with some of the legacy communication channels that existed before these came along. Even if you've got the most engaged employee in the world responding to your email with enthusiasm and starting up a conversation, contributing ideas, they're probably doing it in a closed channel like email or a one-on-one conversation. And that doesn't benefit from extra visibility, collaborative discussion, crowdsourced solutions, and the priceless advantage of hearing from multiple perspectives. Workplace, that's where the modern workforce lives, works, thrives, engages with each other and their work. That's where DE&I communication belongs. All this to say, our tech is more front and center with employees than ever before and has had to reflect our inclusivity philosophy. And there's a lot of features that Workplace launched recently that have really helped us do that and promote that inclusion strategy, from pronoun visibility to variation in skin tones in our emojis. We've worked with our collaboration technology team to really promote awareness of those, communicate about them on Workplace as well as other platforms. I'll also say that, going back to Workplace specifically for a moment, I'll say that we're using our global default group, our DE&I Workplace group, to pull all of our company-wide communication and conversations together. Everyone has a voice in there. You know, a pinned post up top curates all the bigger alerts and news stories. We track the bigger events happening across the space. We involve our inclusion networks, which are our employee resource groups. Everyone has a voice there. Technology's enabling inclusion in a big way at Sun Life.
And how have your employees responded to the initiatives that you have rolled out using Workplace?
Employees have responded in a big, big way. People proved with their response that what we're doing here was needed, welcome, valuable. I'd say community engagement is routinely higher in our global DE&I Workplace group than the next highest global or default group of that nature. It dwarfs them in terms of the volume of community-created content as well. Comments are more active and substantive than in most other groups of this size at Sun Life, particularly given the more charged and engaging subject matter. And we know that comments on posts are a success metric for Workplace and similar platforms, as opposed to having more individual posts that no one is engaging with, right? So more engagement on individual posts rather than just a higher volume of posts overall. That tells us a lot about whether the subject matter is engaging, and that's what's happening here with this topic at Sun Life, which is wonderful. In fact, I'd say our overall push into this space has been so successful and well-received that people simply want more of it. People want and need this more than ever, and they want that extra space to engage. They have that extra desire to engage. And we've shifted to more self-support solutions as a result. We've created repositories of reference info so that people can get the ground-level knowledge they need. They can ramp up on terminology. Case in point, we're even about to publish an enterprise DE&I glossary that lets people reference the terms they need to have those conversations with, familiar terms like LGBTQ, less familiar terms like neurodiverse. We're ramping up everyone's knowledge about this kind of terminology so they can have these conversations.
Yeah, if I could just add to that, I think I absolutely agree. Our employees are engaging more with every single post that we put up. I think they're also pushing us a little bit further as well. So as we launch new ideas or new programs or new events, they're also pushing us to be more inclusive and to think about things from lenses that perhaps we didn't consider. So I think that this has been community building, and it has allowed us to create content and create messaging that is more representative of our global workforce.
So we recently launched some new product announcements and some new features to support diversity, equity, and inclusion on the platform. I'd love to hear how Sun Life has been using them.
There's always a ton of great new features coming out from Workplace that we like to pioneer as a close partner. I'd like to take advantage of those as soon as possible, particularly in the DE&I comm space. Notably, the recent ones we've communicated are pronoun visibility, which is fantastic. Notably on that one, I think we had a great opportunity to weigh in during the development phase of that feature and give some feedback. And one of the critical features there was that users have an open field in which they can list their pronouns rather than a predetermined drop-down list. And that's so crucial for this area of language and this subject area in general, where you've got terminology and definitions that are evolving all the time. This whole area is a little bit more fluid. I think everyone can agree on that. And having people have the freedom to declare what their pronouns are there optionally is wonderful and a more inclusive way to introduce a feature like that. So we made sure to point that out in our communication. Name pronunciation, skin tone variation in emojis, all those as a suite of new DE&I-oriented features that have come out, you know, in close proximity to each other, they really have been a way to show how our tech is evolving to incorporate more inclusive philosophy. One other thing I wanted to point out that we really love, I've noticed a language toggle on posts, which I think is wonderful because it allows users like our French language speaking employees at Sun Life to see posts in French first. Like they don't see posts that start off in English with the French at the bottom, which somehow makes it look secondary, right? They get to see their native language first. So when posts are provided in both English and French, they get to see what matters most to them first. It doesn't get bumped down in importance. And I think that's huge from an inclusion perspective.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. What's really special about the Workplace platform for you? Do you have like a particular favorite feature? I'd love to know, Sarah and Buddy, if you have any particular features that you really, really love.
Yeah, I think for us, the Workplace Live feature has really been a game changer, especially during the pandemic. Our employee resource groups, which we refer to internally as our inclusion networks, have historically been driven out of North America. And what we've seen in the last year and a half or so is that shift from those in-person events to virtual Workplace Live sessions. And these have really enabled us to broaden our reach. So for example, one of our most active networks at Sun Life is our Pride Network. It's primarily active in Canada, the US, and in Ireland, and events were previously held quite regionally. But with our global D&I community and our ability to broadcast globally through the Workplace Live, we've been able to engage employees beyond our North American, European borders. So we've reached employees who may not in their regions be able to freely engage in Pride events. We've also been able to reach out. So in the Philippines, we've had employees in the Philippines say, we'd like to open a Pride chapter in the Philippines. So it's allowed us to take our messages of our events and really drive the employee grassroots initiatives more globally. And it's allowed us to connect in countries that may have restrictions and allow employees to feel connected to a community that they belong to. So for me, I think it's really the Workplace Live. It's the ability to broadcast globally and to connect with all our employees, no matter where they're physically located.
And how about you, Buddy?
I think for me, it's less about an individual feature and more about a philosophy. And what I love about Workplace, and one of the reasons I've been a huge advocate for it wherever I've worked, is how nimble it is compared to legacy or traditional communications channels, how agile you can be using Workplace. And I'll kind of illustrate that through an example. As anti-Asian hate crimes rose for a period in North America, We recognized the need, based on a number of conversations with employees and based on obviously canvassing the news, we recognized the need to quickly create a space for people to have a conversation about this, talk about what was on their mind, engage with each other in a less scripted, in a more genuine format. And you just can't do that without a platform like Workplace that has the agility to quickly let you set up a communication and set up a space for people to come together. Speaking from a communications and tech perspective, it takes a longer time to do that with older channels. More approvals, more publishing requirements. The speed with which we could get a post out, share what was on a leader's mind, get feedback from other employees, create that space, stand up an event, that matters to people. Seeing a quicker, faster response from their leaders, from those who are overseeing HR and comms initiatives at a company, that builds loyalty in a much more genuine way. So when we had that space faster than, let's say, some of our counterparts who were standing up a solution that would take a lot longer, put us in a better place. And our employees, our workforce saw a lot of value in that. So I'd say it's about the overall agility and nimbleness of the platform in general. That's what I love.
I'm really glad that you guys love the platform. And looking ahead, I'd love to know what your ambitions are for DE&I at Sunlight.
I think for us, it's really about finding more meaningful ways for us to empower our people to speak up and to feel heard. It means for us looking across all our processes, our practices, our culture, to really identify, you know, how can we remove barriers and biases and really ensure that, you know, our employees are contributing to their fullest. And I think most critically, as we move to this hybrid work experience where the proverbial water cooler is no longer, where in-person events are going to be a little bit more challenging, I think workplace is going to be an integral community building tool for us. I think it's going to be important for us to engage those who may be in the same city but are in different locations, to engage people who work at different times. And so for us, I think it's really about how do we continue to create this conversation, these dialogues, and that safe space in this new world.
And how are you planning on using Workplace to achieve that?
Well, I definitely think that we're going to continue through our Workplace Live, our videos, being able to engage in different conversations, continue with our executive diversity dialogue series. So I think it's really about creating the hub for that D&I messaging and community where employees feel that they can connect regularly. Buddy, would you add anything else to that?
Yeah, I'm going to double down on something I said earlier about how nimble the platform is. We have to recognize how quickly the DE&I space is evolving. And a platform like this lets us quickly stand up a new solution, a new group, a new space, a new communication. So the rapidity with which we can respond to how things are changing is key. So we're always watching the news. We're always watching what the trends are. We're always watching where conversations need to happen. And the platform, to answer your question, will enable us to pivot much more quickly than legacy communication tools. And I'm proud that Sun Life has embraced a tool like that to help us move more quickly. Our employees are noticing it. It's resonating with them. And it's just, it's wonderful to be on a cutting edge communication platform like that.
So I'd love to know what it was about Workplace that really made it stand out from some of the other technology and platforms that you've previously used for internal comms.
So the adoption of Workplace at Sun Life predates my time with the company, but I was with another company that chose Workplace as its primary internal communications and collab solution. And I have to believe the thinking was the same on many fronts. One of the main reasons would have been that the average employee is so innately familiar with the Facebook UI, with the experience, and that makes adoption on the Workplace platform, you know, which uses a lot of the same tech, has the same backbone, makes that a lot easier, right? You're not needing to train employees on how to use something new and unfamiliar. They're already using something like Facebook in their own personal lives, in their own social space. And I talked earlier about how employees really want to see modern and intuitive technology in their workspace, the same as in their personal lives, right? We're well past the era where work technology can lag behind 5, 10, 15 years compared to what they're seeing in their lives as consumers. If their smartphones can do it in their personal lives, their phones at work should be able to do it at work. If their personal social networks have these features, you know, what they're using at work should come close, if not actually exceed that as well. So I think the fact that Workplace sort of keeps pace or even advances or even, you know, pioneers features in tandem with or ahead of what Facebook is doing because they're built on so much of the same technology, I think that just that helps and dramatically improves the communications experience for employees at work. I have to believe that was a big part of the decision why Sun Life and other companies chose a platform like Workplace. And it's been proven to work in spades.
Great stuff. Sarah and Buddy, it has been so great talking to you today and listening to some of the ways that Workplace has been enabling you to activate D&I campaigns and to help you achieve your business goals. We have loved hearing how you've used the platform, and it sounds like there's a lot more to come from Sun Life. So I'm really, really looking forward to see what you do next.
Thank you so much for having us join you, Nikki, today. I think our partnership with Workplace has been a strategic connection for us, and I think that we're going to continue to derive value from this relationship. So thanks for allowing us to join you here today.
Thank you for having us, Nikki.
Thank you so much, guys. Thanks, everybody, for listening to today's episode. If you have enjoyed this podcast, please do like, share, and subscribe.